Hare Krishna. Question from Raj Parikshit Prabhu. Isn't the idea of artistic license an ammunition for atheists to say that Krishna's supernatural pastimes are just an imagination, that Krishna's lifting of the Govardhan Hill is just a artistic license, that Krishna actually did not do that. In this way, Krishna's pastimes can be reduced entirely if one takes in the concept of artistic license. Answer: yes, that can be a possibility, but it's not a necessity. When we talk about artistic license, there are some fundamental principles that have to be kept in mind. That there is the tattva and there is the rasa. And that means, for in the tattva, there is the philosophical truth that Krishna is omnipotent and Krishna can do anything. And that scripture does give us a broad record of Krishna's activities. Now, the rasa is that Krishna does his activities for the reciprocation of love, for enhancing rasa between him and his devotees. So, now when these broad principles are to be kept in mind, then we see that the Govardhan Leela is, firstly, it's according to the tattva, definitely, that Krishna can do anything, so he can lift the Govardhan Hill also. And further, that from the rasa point of view, actually we know that Krishna was able to reciprocate love with all different with devotees in different rasas at the same time in the Govardhan Leela. The devotees Sakya, Madhurya, Vatsalya, all of them Dasya, all of them were there at that time under Govardhan Hill together. So it is a distinct flowering of all the rasas. So it is fully according to tattva and rasa. Mundane scholars or atheists use the concept of poetic license or artistic license, you know, their foundational framework is different. They don't accept as a foundation Krishna's omnipotence. Instead, the foundation that they accept is scientific acceptability according to the currently fashionable notions of scientific acceptability. So, therefore, according to that standard, they evaluate. And whatever they find is not acceptable, then they try to reduce it to poetic license. And like that, they dismiss it. So, for example, yes, atheists or mundane scholars can say that Krishna's Govardhan Leela is just a poetic exaggeration. But that so what we should recognize is that we are not accepting their foundational reasoning or the foundation of their reasoning when we are giving room for artistic license. So the difference between the atheistic approach and the devotee approach to artistic license is that the artistic license for devotees is based on a foundation of tattva and rasa. Whereas for the mundane scholars and atheists, it is the notion of artistic license is based primarily on logic. Logic that draws from science or currently accepted science. So because the foundations are different, and it is not that when we accept the idea of artistic license, we are accepting the entire structure of thought of the atheists. So that's why the way they use poetic license and the way we use artistic or poetic license are significantly different. And we shouldn't confuse these two, and we shouldn't think that we, by including the concept of poetic license, are actually rejecting the whole concept or are buying into their concept of poetic license. The concept of poetic license is not something which atheists have a monopoly over, and their reasoning is different, our reasoning is different. And the Shastras do talk about artistic license, and it is used by the great saints, and we need to recognize that it is not the concept of artistic license is not a rejection of Krishna's supernatural power. It is just an accommodation of the human artistic impulse in the service of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.